This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wechipiri zvitatu 2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndichitevera zvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Imwe motokari inofamba muHarare ichipa vanhu mapepa ekuti vasavimbe nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe.
Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru havana kupinda mumusangano wepolitbureau waitwa muHarare nhasi.
Mutori wenhau Itai Dzamara anopambwa achibva asiwa akandwa kunze kweguta.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Apo mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanga vari mumusangano webato ravo wepolitbureau wekugadzirira musangano weCongress, vamwe varume vashanu vange vari mumotokari yange yakanyorwa kuti ZANU-PF marondera vanga vachitenderera muguta vachikanda magwaro anga akanyorwa kuti Vote of No Confidence Mugabe. Izvi zvasiya vanhu vakawanda vashama miromo. Ivan Chifera anotipanya inotevera.
Vaona zvichiitika sava Gilbert Kagodora vanogara muHarare vanoti kukandwa kwemapepa anga achikurudzira kuti vanhu vasave nechivimbo nomutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kwaitika panguva dzekuma 12 masikati. Vakagodora vanoti veruzhinji vange vachitya kutora magwaro aya. Vakagodora vanoti vange vakamira panosangana migwagwa inoti Jason Moyo na Face Street apo vapiwa magwaro aya.
Ndaona mota yezano ZANU-PF yanga yakanyorwa kunzi Mashonaland East. Mota iyoyo yauya yanga ine vanhu vatatu kumberi, it's a single cab truck and hardbody, Nissan hardbody, nevanhu 2 vanga vari kumashure. Saka vangosvikomira pana first, it's first na Jason Moyo, ndobva vadhiropa maflyer oroti pepa rakanzi Vote of No Confidence on Mugabe. Vamwe vangotanga kumaona, vamwe vangomatarisawo, vamwe ndokutanga kunhonga vachimaisa muhomwe vachitanga kufamba vachienda nawo maflyers.
Vamwewo vatataura navo vanoti havafungi kuti magwaro aya abva kubato reZANU-PF sezvo akanyorwa pamapepa asina maturo, uye vati vanofunga kuti vangangove vatsigiri vebato iri vasiri kugutsikana nezviri kuitika mubato iri. Hatina kukwanisa kutaura nevakuru vakuru veZANU-PF kuMashonaland East kuti tinzwe kana motikari iyi yanga iri yeZANU-PF zvechokwadi. Hatinawo kubata mutauriri webato iri pari zvino, uye vari sachigaro waro vaSimon Kayamoyo kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iyi. Asi mukuru wemedia center zvakare vachiongorora nezvematongerwo enyika vaErnest Mudzengi vanoti magwaro aya anogona kunge ari kunyorwa nechimwe chezvikwata zviri kurwisana muZANU-PF.
Mukatarira muchaona kuti vamwe veboka iro riri vana varugare gumbo vanga vachitotaura mashoko akadzama panyaya peiyo musangano iyoyo uri kuitwa. Saka zvinogona kuitawo kuti vaite izvozvi zvokukanda mapepa akadaro kuno rumwewo rutivi. Zvinogona kuitwawo nerimwe karacho richizama kuti rirambe richirwadzisisa boka rinotsigirwa namae mujuru.
VaMudzengi vaendera mberi vachiti havaoni pane angaite chivindi muZANU-PF chekutaura kuti vaMugabe vabve pachigaro sezviri kuitwa mutevedzeri wavo amai Joyce Mujuru nechikwata chava kuzivikanwa kuti chiri kutsigirwa negurukota rezvemutemo vaEmerson Munangagwa. Amai Mujuru nevamwe vakuru vakuru muZANU-PF vanofungidzirwa kuti vanovatsigira vakanzi havachadiwa nematunhu ese munyika. Izvo zvakaita kuti vashaye zvinzvimbo mukomiti yepamusoro yebato iri yeCentral Committee. Zvichakadai, vanhu vakawanda vakatadza kunyoreswa kumatunhu avo kuti vazopinda Congress vange vakaungana pamuzinda webato iri muHarare vachida kuti vanyorese kuti vagopinda musangano uyo uri kutanga nemusi wechitatu. Asi vamwe vakanyoresa kupinda musangano uyu vakaita sava Kenan Chifamba vemuHarare vanoti vanotarisira kuti Congress ichafamba zvakanaka, uye vese vange vachivhiringa musangano vanofanira kudzingwa zvachose.
Ndozvinhu zvaifanira kunge zvakagara zvakatorongwa makore akare, but kuti kune vanhu vaisira vanhu magokora vasingade kuti zvinzvibudirire saka vanhu vayo vakanzi nawo mugabe ngavambozorora tikutotarisirwa kuti vazorore mune zvakanaka tikuda kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi kuitirwa kuti vadiki kwatiri kuvanyatsoona wei kuragidzwa nawo mugabe vatedzerewo nzira yavo mugabe kusvika rini narini.
Vamwewo vanoti Congress inofanira kubuda nezvisungo zvekusimudzira upfumi hwenyika sezvo iri kuitwa pasi pedingindira rekuti accelerated implementation of ZIM asset. ZIM asset chirongwa chehurumende chekusimudzira upfumi. Zvichakadai, mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe nhasi vashanyira nzvimbo ichaitirwa Congress. Amai Mugabe vari kutarisirwa kugadzwa zviri pamutemo semukuru wemadzimai muzano PF. Senzira yekuvaremekedza, mugwagwa unoenda pari kuitirwa Congress wakapiwa zita rekuti Dr. Grace Mugabe Way. Vanhu vanodarika zviuru gumi nezviviri vanotarisirwa kupinda muCongress iyi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nhasi vashora mutevedzeri wavo amai Joyce Mujuru vachiti havana chiremera nepfungwa chaidzo dzekuti vatungamire nyika. VaMugabe vataura mashoko aya pakutanga kwemusangano wePolitbureau yebato ravo muHarare nhasi mushure mekunge amai Mujuru nevanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa vaDidmas Mutasa vatadza kupinda mumusangano wePolitbureau uyo. Vamwe vatsigiri veZANU PF vanga vari panze pemuzinda webato reZANU PF vanga vachiitwa musangano vanga vachiimba nziyo dzekunyomba amai Mujuru nevanovatsigira vachiti vaida kuita vaMugabe kafira mberi.
Mapurisa anodzivirira mhirizhonga anonzi audzwa kuti agare akadzipakatira sezvo pari kutyirwa kuti panogona kuita mhirizhonga muZANU PF iyo iri kuita Congress yaunza kunetsana kunotyisa pakati pevanonzi vanotsigira amai Mujuru nevanonzi vanotsigira gurukota rezvemitemo vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Vaviri ava vanosimboramba kuti vane zvikwata zvavanotungamira. Tabata sachigaro vechidiki muZANU PF muHarare Province vaGodwin Gomwe avo vapika kuti amai Mujuru nevatsigiri vavo havasi kuzobvumidzwa kupinda muCongress.
Vanhu ivavo vari kuziva nyaya dzavo ende dzakabudiswa pachena, haisisiri secret. So zvaisisiri secret iyo pavari vanotoziva kuti padhuze naPresident haachadiwa ipapo nevanhu vano vemusangano weZanupi vanova vanhu vakavhotaaachatodiwo vanhu vavo vanhu ivava vari 10 or 15 havasiro vakavhotera president ka saka kana vapurana kuuraya president hatifungidzire kuti mushomo wavo seri vakanzi havachadiwa ipapo vangaite basa seri kana kuti nyika inganzi ingaite chaos mubhozi pana vanhu 10 hanzi havachadiwa.
Harisi basa remapurisa here kuti risunge vanhu kana paine mhosva iri kunzi yaparwa pane kuti vechidiki muti mhako vamisa kuuya kuCongress?
Ya, mapurisa vanenge vachiinvestigata during the process yekuinvestigata isu tinge tichiitiwo basa redu sevanguard yepati tichitori nebasa redu according to constitution yekudipenda pati nekudipenda mushungamiri wedu wenyika.
Saka muri kuti havafaniri kutsika paCongress here kana muchiti havafaniri kuenda padhuze navamugabe muri kuti kudii?
Vanenge vachiuya kuzodii, vari kuuya kuzodii. Iyo vadii kumbovafonerawo kuti nyaya dzese dzamaita dzese havaiona here kuti dzinokanganisa nyika, dzinokanganisa magariro, dzinokanganisa pasi. Ende mapurisa muri kutaura kuti vai basa ravo pakuti kudii basa ravo ndizipenzi kuti havasi kusaidi ikoko here ko kana vari kusaidi rimwechete racho vane chija vangaesheni.
Saka kana muchiti muri kuvamisa muri kuti munenge muchivamisa chirudzii apa vagomwe?
Zvirisimati ndosikatiseti pamusoro uya mai ukukukuko ai isisi bandiko rechidiki hasi kutidai havamborohwa havana zvavanoitwa havandorespekti vateti vaudzamune zvakanaka kuti aiwa kuhai hazimbosai nguva i vanhu chaivo vatokuda kuraya president vambohatesa nemutungamiri wenyika.
VaGodwin Gomwe ndo vanotungamira ZANU PF muHarare Province mubazi revechidiki vanga vari parunare muHarare. Tabatawo vaimbova mutauriri weZANU PF varugare gumbo tikavabvunza kuti semaonero avo amai Mujuru vanofanira kuenda kuCongress iyi here.
Hazvisiri kwandiri kuti nditi nini madzimai mudzuru vaende kuCongress kana vachaenda kuCongress. Zvinhu zvefungwa yavo ivo pachavo. Problem ndeyekuti vanhu vazhinji tinoda kuti tiedze kupusha maideas edu kuti zvimwe zvinhu zviitike kuti vaende kana vachaenda. Ndezvavo ivo pachavo sepolitician, somunhu akabva kure ndehondo iyi. Iye unofanira kuvadecide vari venga.
Asi nezvavari kuitwa nemhuri yavo, mungati here munhu anganzi akachengetedzeka semutungamiri wenyika?
Oh no, haicho ipapa hazvibviri zve. Hazvisiri zvinhu zvinofadza kuti unonyombewa mapepa, vana Herald, zuva nezuva unenge uchingonyombewa and so on, mhuri yako ichingoshungurudziwa and so on. So hatichina rukudzo kuya kwataiziva. Mamujuru mudzimai wa general, first general wakakwira nyika ino akava iye mukuru wemabutuko number of. Saka zvinenge zvisiri zvinhu zvinofadza, hazvitipi unhu hwatinoziva isu kuti.
Ko zviri kutaurwaka nevamwe vari kupikisana navo vagumbo zvekuti aiwa ivo nevamwe vakaita semi manga muchida kuita vamugabe kafira mberi?
Kuti ungatora zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo seriously. Ndipasha yachii chokuita? Gurupu redu kubva kare ndiro ranga richingoti tina president wedu Mugabe, tina vice president wedu Mudzuru, tina national chairman wedu Simon Kaimo, tina secretary for administration wedu vamutasa. Ndo pfungwa dzedu dzatagara tinadzo. Iwa president vakataura mu2004 vakati muda kuti mai Mudzuru vagare here panzvimbo iyi. Handi vanhu vakati hatida kuti vagwire, vanhu vaiti vanoda kuti vagwire kuenda kupi? Kwanga kusiri kuti vanozvo vanokwanisa kuita president wenyika.
Vaimbova mutauriri weZANU PF vakambomiswa kwemakore mashanu kuva nhengo yebato varugare gumbo vari parunare Mugweru.
Zvichakadaro, nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi dzinoti ZANU PF inofanirwa kugadzirisa nyaya yeupfumi kwete kuramba yakatarisana nekupokana imba yayo ichitsva. Zvichitevera sarudzo dzegore rapfuura, ZANU PF inonzi iri kutadza kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika izvo zvapakuti makambani akawanda aramba achivharwa. ZANU PF inonziwo iri kutadza zvakare kuwanisa vanhu mabasa anosvika mamiriyoni maviri sekuvimbisa kwayo panguva yekutsvaga rutsigiro. Ntungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata vanoongorora zveupfumi uye vachishanda nesangano reCenter for Disability and Development vamasimba kuchera avo vanoti ZANU PF inofanirwa kukoshesa nyaya yeupfumi.
Ndirikuona kuti nyaya idzi dzichatinesei kuti dzigadzirike. Sati vangu yakatodei kuti pagadzikane zvingangoitika kuti vamwe vanga vambori muhurumende panguva yapera iyi vanokwanisa kunge vasisimo muhurumende umomo. Saka zvichatitorei mwedzi yakati o kuti vagadzirisane, vagadzirane kuti vachitanga kushanda nenyaya dzeupfumi.
Zvii zvinofanirwa kuitwa nehurumende kugadzirisa nyaya yeupfumi iyi?
Chekutanga pachavo vanofanira kumbomira kumonetsana, vange vari vanhu vanowirirana pachavo. Kana vakwanisa kunge vachiwirirana pachavo vachiona kuti ndezvipi zvirongwa zvingada kuti zviunzwe kuvanhu. Ndokunga zvirongwa zvachona zvimwe vakazvinyora muzim asset, zvimwe zvinofanira kunge zvichibvawo kune vanhu. Asi nguva zhinji mumwedzi mutatu dzapera yanga ichiperera mukupondana, mukurwisana, mukutukana, mukunyumbana nezvimwewo zvakadaro. Saka vakuvana kuchitora nguva yavo zhinji vachiisa mukuwirirana kana kuti mukuonesana kuti upfumi hungaendera mberi sei. Chimwewo chavanofanira kuita ndechekunzwa kuti vanhu vanodei. Zviri kunetsa ndezvekuti hapana kukurukura nevanhu kuri kuitika pamitemo iri kuunzwa nemusangano weZANU PF. Zvinova izvo zvimwe zvinoita kuti pave nedambudziko.
Kunyange vakamira kurwisana uku vakuchera, upfumi hwacho vachahugadzirisa sei sezvo vachichema nekuti munyika hamuna mari?
Zvinotoda kuti pange pane maitiro akada kuti siyanei anoitwa nebato iri. Zvikuru sei takatarisa nyaya dzekuti idzo munyaya dzemari hapana munhu angakukweretisa mari kana achiona kuti iwe hauna kugadzikana kana kuti mumba mako une imba iri kutsva iwe unoda kukwereta mari nekuti ungazongoishandisa zvisiri izvo. Saka zvakakosha kuti musangano uyu vange vari vanhu vanokwanisa kuzobatana vachitawirirana takadzikana, hatichatukani kana kuti hatichapokani kana kuti kupokana kwambomira vachitikwanisa kutanga kushanda upfumi. Asi kana zvisina kudaro pataitika dambudziko.
Vamasimba Kuchera inyanzvi inoongorora nyaya dzeupfumi uye vachishanda nesangano reCenter for Disability and Development vanga vachitaura vari parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare webhusaiti yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, munokwanisawo kutibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Mutungamiri weKenya vaUhuru Kenyatta vadoma gurukota idzva rinoona nezvemukati menyika uye mukuru wemapurisa. Izvi zvinoitika maawa mashoma munyika iyi marwiswa nechikwata chasiya vanhu 33 nevatanhatu vafa. VaKenyatta vati vari kubvisa vaJoseph Ole Lenku uye vativo vabvuma kutambira kuenda pamuchikandigere kwemukuru wemapurisa vaDavid Kimaiyo. Vaviri ava vagara vachiropodzwa kuti vari kutadza kudzivirira nyika mukurwiswa kwairi kuitwa. Chikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheAlshabab chati ndicho charwisa muKenya nhasi.
Muchuchisi mukuru muAmerica vaEric Holder vati vachaparura urongwa huchapedza rusarura ganda senzira yekugadzirisa zvakaitika muguta reFerguson kuMissouri, umo mune mupurisa wechichena Darren Wilson akapfuura ndokuuraya mukomana wechidiki mutema Michael Brown. VaHolder vakataura nezveurongwa hwebazi ravo muAtlanta pachechi inozivikanwa zvikuru yeEbenezer Baptist Church iyo yaimbotungamirwa namushakabvu Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Munhu mutema airwira kodzero dzevanhu.
Vanoronga urongwa muUnited Nations muMiddle East vaRobert Seri vari muCairo, Egypt kwemazuva maviri, umo vari kuita hurukuro nevakuru vakuru vemudunhu iri pamusoro pezviri kuitika muPalestine nemuMiddle East. Mushure mekusvika muCairo nhasi, vaSeri vasangana nemunyori mukuru weArab League vaNabil Al-Arabi. VaSebi vasanganawo nevakuru vakuru vemuEgypt kusanganisira gurukota rinoona nezvekunze kwenyika vaSameh Shoukry. Sangano remusasa project rinoti riri kunetsekana neuwandu hwemadzimai ari kushungurudzwa mazuva apo nyika dzepasi rose dziri kupemberera dziri kuongorora urongwa hunozikanwa nekuti gender 16 days of gender activism. Mutungamiri wesangano remusasa project amai Neti Musanu vanoti sangano ravo rakatogadzira nzvimbo dzekuti madzimai anenge akatarisana nemirizhonga awane pekugara akamirira kuenda kumatare kuti nyaya dzavo dzizotongwe. Amai Musanu vanotiwo dzimwe dzenguva madzimai anotadza kunomhanara kana vachinge vashungurudzwa sezvo vanenge vasina kwekunogara panguva iyo nyaya dzavo dzinenge dzichitongwa. Katinzwe hurukuro yaita amai Musanu naMavilas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
One Stop Center yedu zvainoreva ndezvekuti takaona kuti madzimai kana vanasikana pavanouya kumusasa paya, dzimweni dzenguva isu taingokwanisa kusvika chete tovapa counseling. Asi vabvapo vakufanirwa kunotsvaga kunopiwa zvemutemo, kunoudzwa kuti saka unofamba sei pamutemo, vobvapo vozoenda kumwewo zvakare kwavanoenda kuti vanorapa. Chatakakwanisa kuita kuti tichiti toda kuti zvinhu zvese izvi masevhisizi iwayo anodiwa nevavo vanenge vari kushungurudzwa, ingava mudzimba kana vanobata chibharo, ange ari panzvimbo imwe chete.
Zvii zvimwe zvamunowanikwa muchibatsira nazvo madzimai anenge auya kumahofisi enyu kwamuri kutaura uku?
Zvinezvi takakwanisa kuti pange paine counseling inenge iripo, vemutemo varipo, vanorapa vanenge varipo, zvese zvigova panzvimbo imwe chete.
Kuvaye vanenge vasina pekugara, tomboti vadzingwa kumba nevarume vavo vakamirira kuti nyaya dzavo dzitongwe, munovaendesa kupi?
Toriseya kumashelta edu zvakare ari muno muHarare, kuitira kuti munhu kana auya panzvimbo iyoyo imwe chete haatati uku abva apa omhanya oenda kuenda uku, nokuti takaona vazhinji vaizotadza kupedzisa nyaya dzavo, nokuti dzimweni dzenguva vanopa maservices ava tinenge tiri kwakasiyana, zvokuti anenge akuda mari yekuti obva kuno oenda kune vamwe oenda kune vamwe, paanozopedza nyaya yake anenge atoneta. Saka tiri kupa maservices tiri panzvimbo imwe chete.
Mungati imi uwandu wemadzimai ari kushungurudza wakawanda sei pari zvino?
Kuuya kwaita maservices waya pamwe chete kwatiwandisira basa zvakanyanya. Ndopata kunyatsotanga kuona kuti vanhu vari kusangana nemhirizhonga yakanyanya, nokuti kana one office yega ichiona vanhu vanosvika 1,000 kureva kuti tine dambudziko muno munyika, uye ratinoda kuti titi pa 16 days pakadai tese ngatii dzoredzere indangariro tione kuti munhu wese ungaita sei kupedza mhirizhonga mumacommunities medu uye nemudzimba medu.
Avo vanga vari mutungamiri wesangano remusasa Project amai Neti Musanhu vachitaura naMavelous Mhlanganyawo westudio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Mutori wenhau Itai Dzamara nevamwe vake vana vari kushanda navo mukukurudzira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vasiye chigaro vanoti tafadzwa charumbira, Jerry Mugweni, Alan pamwe naBothwell vanonzi varohwa zvakaipisisa nevarume vasingazivikanwe. Mushure mekurohwa, Dzamara nevamwe vake vanonzi vazosiyiwa mumaoko emapurisa paHarare Central Police Station. Vaona zvichiitika uye vari munyori mukuru wegungano raDzamara reOccupy Africa Unity Square vachausinyoni vanoti Dzamara nevamwe vake vapambwa pavanga vachimhanya vari mumugwagwa weKwame Nkrumah ndokukandwa mumotokari nhatu dzinosanganisira imwe yerudzi rweToyota Corolla ine ruvara ruchena, idzo dzinonzi dzabva dzasimuka dzichimhanya kwazvo. Dzamara pamwe negweta rake vaKennedy Masie vakamborohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa mwedzi wapera mushure mekuungana munzvimbo yavo yavari kuratidzira vari Africa Unity Square. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navanyoni pamusoro pezvaitika kuna Dzamara nevamwe vake.
Vanga vari mumugwagwa unonzi Kwame Nkrumah vachiridza mapicho avo, pamberi paine mukomana anonzi Tafadzwa ivo vachira kumashure kumashure kwavo. Ndokwanguya mota nhatu ndakwanisa kuperekedza iCorolla yowai, saka zvasikwangoburutsa vanhu tichiri kufamba. Vakomana vakapfeka matisheti eblack vakawanda vacho nezvikabudura vanoratidza vari vakomana vemhasuro. Umwe chete wandakwanisa kucherekedza aimbori mukomana aishanda nevakomana vechikwata chinonzi Chipangano chemumbari. Ndobva vaakativabata mukomana Itai vamwe vavo, ndobva vamuisa mumota, vamuisa mumota mukaCorolla kewai, ndobva vamhanya kudzingirira mumwe mukomana anonzi Alan. Pavadzingirira Alan, Itai abva abuda achitiza, ndokubva mumwe mukomana ane rasta amudzingirira kutira, ndobva asvikomutsvinga ndare abriga pasi ndobva ambati. Pabva pauya mupurisa ndakapfeka yunifomu yezrp akabva asvikoda kuti hanzi sefcozi zviri kuitika, ndobva angonzi iwe siyana nazvo, ndobva mupurisa atyira vangosiyana nazvo. Mbaitai azvuzvurudzwa achibva akandwa mota. Mukomana anonzi Jeri anga akabatwa wari pasi atsikwa musoro, ndobva asimudzwa ndobva akandwa tiri mota. Vamota yavharwa do, vamota dzasimuka padzaenda.
Pari zvino matimanzwa here kuti vaDzamara nevamwe vavo vari kupi?
Hongu vabuda na 10 past 6 ndopatavawana tavari vawana vadhampa kuCentral Police Station.
Pari zvino varipi?
Pari zvino vari kutsvitwa kuAvenues Clinic. Pavatorwa nevakomana vavatora vaendeswa kukabheni kaofisi kezanu PF kari kuna 4 ndokwavanoshandirwa vari, vakabva vazoendeswa kunosiyiwa kumapurisa kucentral kuCIT department.
Saka vakuvara zvakadii?
Vakuvara ndatobva kunotengera umwe maslippers asasigonopfeka bhutsi nokuti angachirwa kwasketoka. Umwewo akuvara nzeve yarohwa nechisimbi iri kugrinda, asi atadzwa jota kuti vari kutisira neresult iri
Avanga vari munyori mukuru wegungano reOccupy Africa Unity Square vachausinyone vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kuCongress yeZANU-PF.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panamba inoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk.
Yashika nguya tinoverenga tsamba mbozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amatumira. Yekutanga inoti makadi totenda nekutudza nhau dzechokwadi murisai vose vapedza kunyora form 4 gore rino. Ndini Chris Boris paguruve wadaya.
Munofara here Blessing na Jonga rakadi basa pamberi nenhau dzechokwadi dzamunotiudza nezviri kuitika munyika. Isu kuno kuZimbabwe zvave nani tave kufara mvura yakanaya industry hombe yakavhura yevazhinji yekurimai. Ndikorokotedzeirewo mwanakomana wangu Simon asvitsa 6 years mundikwasirewo sawira wangu mudhara manyemwe nemhuri yake Faith Kadzimwe, Ocean Jarare, Abel Chigede, Robert Charedzera, Nomo Murenza, Tell Me Murwira, Gibson Muchikambizi, nevose vatereri veStudio 7. Ndatenda zvikuru ndizviito wireless kumagunje. Uyu mutsigiri wechirongwa chino anogara achinyora nguva dzose Jonga. Uye tinoti kuna Simon mwana wake makorokoto egoret
Bavushitsa makore matanhatu. Ndizvozvo. Mumwe munyora anoti makadii mose timu yeStudio 7. Tinofara nenhau dzechokwadi dzamunotipa. Ndimhoreserewo vanhu ava Nison Chasekwa naPasi Madhara. Ndi Jose Mugura kwamutasa.
Makadii vashamarari veStudio 7. Ndimhoreserewo mwana wangu Peter Uranda namai vake Debra Chigwegwe nevose vanondiziva. Ndini Jacob Uranda ndiri kumuzanzi Pretoria. Ndinofarira chirongwa ichi zvakanyanya.
Mumwe anoti munotaura nhau dzechokwadi saka bhora mberi vakomana kuno kwachapanduka tafane nhamo. Ndini Celeb Mudikwa chapanduka.
Mwanotiwo makadii mukoma Zulu pamwe netimu yenyu basa munogona. Farisai mhuri yekwa Mulekwani iri kwane shuro. Ndini Boti Hasani Papa Desire kuno kwa Gezani Bozani.
Inzvimbo inenge ine mbiri. Mumwe anoti bora mberi guys, I love you all, please imbouya iwo kumondoro pa St Michael's apo chipatara chave kutengesa ma ARV. Dimbari a champions, ndini Dr. Khan, inyaya tiri kupiwa iyo.
Hanzi makorokoto kuchikwata che Dimbari. Makadii mukoma Jonga netimu yenyu Studio 7. Ndingafara chose mukaverenga tsamba yangu. Ndikwadzirewo Patrick Magoso, taurai mukanyi naFaniwo Magoso kuSoweto. Munyora ana kuisa zita rake.
Mumwe anoti ndoti makadii mose vatsigiri veStudio 7. Ini ndoitwa Tony KMT ndogara kuBindura. Ndikwazisirewo vadzidzi vose vepaWayerera Secondary School pamwe neshamwari dzangu dzinoti Brian, Douglas, Tinashe, Maxwell nevose vanondiziva.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndo inenge yaita shanje vadikani. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitudza zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe paStudio 7.
Kwazisanai hama neshamwari pano paStudio 7 muchishandisa email yedu inoti studio7@voanews.com. Matext message kana WhatsApp tumirai kunhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Tinodzokorora nhamba dzedu 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare.
Imwe motokari yafamba muHarare nhasi ichipa vanhu mapepa ekuti vasavimbe nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe.
Muteedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru havana kupinda musangano wePolitbureau waitwa nhasi muHarare.
Muteedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru ndinodzokorora mutori wenhau itaidza mara anorohwa zvakaipisisa zvakare ndokusiya akandwa mumaoko emapurisa. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri.
Nenuenyu Blessing Zulu. Toksi ya imina Sandra Nyera na Chris Gande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The long-awaited ZANU-PF Congress opens with a Politburo meeting in Harare today, but as President Robert Mugabe chaired the meeting, some unknown people were distributing anti-Mugabe flyers in the city.
We want to wait and see what happens, but obviously it's one of those undemocratic processes where the vice president of the country can be threatened.
President Robert Mugabe takes a swipe at her beleaguered deputy Joyce Mujuru, accusing her of being, quote, too simplistic to lead the country.
First of all, they should clearly relook at their current domestic legislation to do with indigenization and other domestic legislation that is in investment at the moment. The second thing is I think they should spend more time focusing on thinking around how to resolve the economy.
And analysts say besides the alleged coup plot by Mrs. Mujuru and her allies, Mr. Mugabe is facing a more serious threat that he cannot eliminate by political retribution, the crumbling economy.
The long-awaited ZANU-PF Congress opened in Harare today with President Robert Mugabe chairing the party's Politburo meeting, which is expected to set the agenda for the week-long meeting. But while Mr. Mugabe was consolidating his power base, presiding over a meeting recommending he be given more powers to run the party, unidentified people were driving around the city in a vehicle marked ZANU-PF Marondera, littering the city with anti-Mugabe flyers. Ivan Jifera has more from Harare.
Witnesses told Studio 7 that five people in the ZANU-PF vehicle threw the flyers inscribed "Vote of No Confidence Mugabe" as they drove around several streets in the city. Most people were, however, afraid to pick up the flyers. Harare resident Gilbert Kagodora tells Studio 7 he saw people in the truck dropping the flyers at the corner of Jason Moyo and First Street.
Or a clearly marked ZANU-PF truck from Ashland East drove to First Street and Jason Moyo, and it parked, and there were three people in the cab, and two were in the truck outside, and they dropped some flyers that were written "Vote of No Confidence on Mugabe."
Another resident who declined to be named said the flyers were of poor quality and were unlikely to have been printed by ZANU-PF, but were being distributed by some disgruntled supporters. Studio 7 was unable to get comment from senior ZANU-PF leadership from Ashonaland East or acting spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo. But media center director and political analyst Ernest Mudzengi says given the infighting in ZANU-PF, it is possible that the distribution of the flyers was done by one of the factions.
It's difficult to tell. It could be that the other faction aligned to Vice President Joyce Mujuru is doing that out of anger. That is still possible. The other explanation could be that it's a part of counterintelligence by the other faction loyal to Mr. Mnangagwa. It's possible both ways. We cannot tell.
He said it is unlikely that anyone in ZANU-PF would ever propose a vote of no confidence in President Robert Mugabe, especially with all the purges that have been going on in the past month and that have seen senior ZANU-PF members like Deputy President Joyce Mujuru being dumped from the powerful decision-making organ, the Central Committee. ZANU-PF has been rocked by serious infighting, pitting factions allegedly led by Ms. Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. Meanwhile, hundreds of ZANU-PF members who failed to get accredited in their provinces for the Congress were camped outside the party's headquarters, hoping to get their tickets into the venue. President Mugabe is expected to officially open the Congress Thursday. Ms. Mombiarara is one of those who have been accredited. She says they expect a peaceful and successful Congress.
I wish the Congress will be held very nice, and I think we are going to learn more things from our president and the members of the Politburo and the members of the Central Committee, the members of the Harare province, and many provinces are going to come here so we get together.
Meanwhile, the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, today toured the Congress venue, which has been named the Robert Mugabe Square. More than 12,000 delegates are expected to attend the Congress, which many say will now be a damp squib following the purging of the party and efforts to centralize power in Mr. Mugabe so he can choose his own deputies, unlike in the past when they were elected. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Thank you, Ivan. Meanwhile, President Robert Mugabe today took a swipe at his beleaguered deputy, Joyce Mujuru, accusing her of being, quote, too simplistic to lead the country and that she had grown big-headed. Mr. Mugabe made the remarks after apparently being egged by Mrs. Mujuru's second, North Shore, at the party's crucial Politburo meeting in Harare. The meeting marked the beginning of the party's Congress. Mrs. Mujuru and one of her allies, Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa, are said to have skipped the meeting. Mr. Mugabe told party members and the media before the beginning of the meeting that Mrs. Mujuru did not support the call for elections last year, controversially won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. At the time, ZANU-PF was in a coalition government with the opposition MDC, with Morgan Tsvangirai as prime minister. And as tensions ran high in the ruling ZANU-PF party, the police anti-riot unit was said to have been put on high alert.
Harare Youth ZANU-PF chairman Godwin Gomwe, who's allegedly aligned to a faction led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and currently enjoying favor with Mr. Mugabe, told Studio 7 that they will physically remove Vice President Mujuru from the VIP table should she choose to attend the Congress. Mrs. Mujuru and her allies are being accused by the rival Mnangagwa faction of attempting to assassinate President Mugabe, resulting in the purging of her allies. Most of them will now not attend the Congress. The coup plot claims against Mr. Mugabe have remained unsubstantiated, and police have not arrested the alleged coup plotters. But ousted former war veterans Chief Jabulani Subanda was the only one arrested and was freed on bail today. He was charged with undermining the authority of the president when he commented that there had been a bedroom coup in the country following scathing attacks by Mrs. Grace Mugabe on the vice president. The party central committee will meet tomorrow to complete the purging of Mrs. Mujuru's allies when it forced to give Mr. Mugabe powers to appoint his deputies and party chairmen. The party conflict is also now drawing in the securocrats.
Gomwe accuses some senior police officials of being sympathetic to Mrs. Mujuru, resulting in them failing to arrest her and her allies. But the police and the attorney general insist that no one has registered a complaint against the alleged coup plotters. Those aligned to Mrs. Mujuru fear that her security at the Congress is not guaranteed. Her vocal backer, ousted party spokesman Rugare Gumbo, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the decision to attend or boycott the Congress rests with Mrs. Mujuru herself.
Well, it's not up to me to advise her one way or the other. It is up to her.
But there are all these threats against her and her backers, and there are even some who are threatening to physically remove her from the VIP stand should she attend. And the president is conspicuous by his failure to comment on the developments. Is she safe?
Well, I would say she's safe or not, but it's up to the party, it's up to the leadership, it's up to President Mugabe to decide what he wants to do with her, whether he wants her to be threatened and
pushed out, as people say, it's up to him. Well, we want to wait and see what happens. But obviously, it's one of those undemocratic processes where the vice president of the country can be threatened by youth and raided crowds. It's one of those tragic things that have fallen in Zimbabwe. But look, that is the situation that exists today in Zimbabwe.
Addressing War Veterans Today, President Mugabe described Amai Mujuru as too simplistic to lead because she did not attend the Politburo meeting. Are you surprised by these comments?
Oh, I'm not surprised. I mean, this is the first time that those statements have been made. I wasn't aware that he addressed War Veterans Today, but whatever he said, he's the leader of the party, he's the president of the country. So, it's not up to me to comment one way or the other.
There's this talk that there was a plot to assassinate Mr. Mugabe. What is your take on this?
Well, I've never been involved in any plot to undermine the authority of the president, to undermine the party.
That was ousted ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Gweru, the Midlands province.
Also looking on as events unfold in ZANU-PF are many American officials. Johnny Carson, a former United States ambassador to Zimbabwe, says that President Robert Mugabe has been consistent in his control of ZANU-PF over the years. He says he's not puzzled by the unfolding events in ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe in general.
As I've said over and over again, when leaders remain in power for decades, 10, 20, and 30 years, the state becomes more corrupt, human rights violations increase, the tolerance of the opposition declines, the media becomes increasingly pressured and constrained, and you see a situation where leaders don't listen to their people, but they listen to their inner circles, and these inner circles get smaller and smaller and smaller. And when transitions effectively come, these transitions are full of tension, conflict, and sometimes violence. But the longer leaders stay in power, the more corrupt the regime and the state becomes, the more insular they become, the less respect for the opposition, the civil society, and human rights.
That was Ambassador Johnny Carson, a former ambassador of the United States in Zimbabwe. Please tune in tomorrow for a longer version of the interview with Ambassador Carson on what he thinks about the current situation in Zimbabwe.
And besides the alleged coup plot by Mujuru and her allies, Mr. Mugabe is facing a more serious threat that he cannot eliminate by political retribution, that is, the crumbling economy. Despite its ambitious election promise last year, the ZANU-PF government has struggled to get it right on the troubled economy. Officials have arguably expended much of their time dabbling in factional party politics. And with the ZANU-PF succession question expected to be somewhat resolved at the party congress this week, Studio 7 asks, can the ZANU-PF finally focus on the economy? Reporter Ntungameli Nkomo posed that question to economic commentator Masimba Kuchera.
Well, I'm not optimistic that there will be an immediate solution to economic problems or to the economic mismanagement. There are going to be further reshuffles at cabinet level or even at institution level. This is what the state media is telling us. Therefore, it's clear that they are going to take more time than the Congress to rebuild their house or put it in order. And as long as they take that kind of time, that amount of time, the economy will continue in reverse mode. Let us remember that from 3-4 months ago, we have been seeing insults, we have been seeing all sorts of name-calling and scaremongering that has been going on within the party. Even rumor mongering, sometimes even outright lies being told by those who are bent on soiling other people's names. So a lot of mudslinging has been going on, and I don't think it will end with the end of Congress. I don't think Congress will be the omega of the name-calling and mudslinging that we've been seeing.
What is it that the ZANU-PF government should do to address the issue of the economy?
Look, I think they should refocus. First of all, they should clearly relook at their current domestic legislation to do with indigenization and other domestic legislation that is in investment at the moment. The second thing is I think they should spend more time focusing on thinking around how to resolve the economy, how they can consult the general Zimbabwean populace, and how they can attract investment.
And that was economic commentator Masimba Kuchera on the line with Studio 7 reporter Ntungamili Nkomo in Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
Zimbabwean women continue to observe the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta has announced the replacement of his interior minister and police chief hours after a militant attack that left 36 people dead. President Kenyatta announced Tuesday he's replacing Interior Minister Joseph Ole Lunkwe and has accepted a retirement request from police chief David Kimayo.
The Ebola epidemic is having a stark economic impact on Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, and is cutting economic growth even more sharply than experts estimated last month. A study released today by the World Bank notes that all three nations were growing strongly before the Ebola crisis, but Liberia is now likely to grow at an annual rate of just 2.2%. Sierra Leone's economy is predicted to expand by 4%.
And the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says he will unveil guidance to end racial profiling in response to the recent shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white policeman in the central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri.
Unknown men today abducted journalist cum activist Itai Zamara and his colleagues from the Occupy Africa Unity Square group as they marched along Kwame Nkrumah Avenue in Harare. They were severely assaulted and dumped after hours of being reported missing. They have now been admitted at the Avenue's clinic. Eyewitness and Occupy Africa Unity Square group Secretary General Charles Nyoni says Zamara, together with Tafazwa Charumbira, Jerry Mugweni and others named as Alan and Bothwell, were pushed into three speeding cars that included a white Toyota Corolla during the abduction. Nyoni suspects the abductors to be part of the notorious ZANU-PF youth group Chipangano. He says he managed to identify one of them to be a member of the Mbari group.
Last month, Zamara and his lawyer, Kennedy Masiwa, were brutalized by the riot police who descended on them in Africa Unity Square. In October, a group of ZANU-PF youths also attacked Zamara and his colleagues. Nyoni speaks with reporter Jonga Kandemiri about Zamara, who's protesting against Robert Mugabe's continued stay in office.
Yes, Mr. Zamara and his colleagues, we found them at 10 after 6, where they were dumped by the guys who abducted them at Central Police Station.
Did they manage to explain what happened to them after being abducted?
According to them, they said they were taken by the guys to a ZANU-PF office that is situated at Fort Bus Terminus. There they were severely attacked to the extent one of them can't even put on his shoes nor walk. We have had to get him slippers, and the other guy's left ear is severely damaged and bleeding. The doctor right now, as I speak, is undergoing to take some scans to see how far the damage was done to the left ear.
Did these guys place any charges against them?
No, they did not place any charges. Only what they did was to take them, beat them, then dump them at the police station at the CID department. There, that's where we found them. And we made a report to the police that these guys have just been beaten for nothing. And as usual, the police just listen to us and they do nothing. And we've also gone to see the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to take up the case with them and file issues against these guys.
That was Occupy Africa Unity Square Group Secretary General Charles Nyoni in Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Sasa Project, a women's rights group, says it has set up one-stop shops in Harare and other provinces to provide abused women with services, including safe houses where they can temporarily stay while their cases are being processed. Msasa Project Director Neti Msanu says the number of women visiting their one-stop centers, especially in Harare, has risen in the past few months, largely due to the economic crisis facing the country. Msanu says this year, her organization will also work with women in the rural areas during the 16 days of activism targeting violence against women. The campaign started last month and will end next week on December the 10th.
Since we launched our one-stop center in January, we have seen a huge increase in the numbers of women that are coming to our center. For example, per month we are receiving cases averaging 1,000 per month, and sometimes it goes up to about 1.4, 1.5. The problem we are having right now in our country is because of the socio-economic problems. There is a lot of tension within the home, and therefore people are fighting over the meager resources that people have. A lot of men are not employed. People are surviving on vending, and that has created a lot of tensions within the home. But we've also seen an upsurge of rape and sexual violence against women and girls, and in particular against girls. And in our shelters across the country, the majority of those that are in our shelter are young girls that have been raped and are carrying pregnancies. And people are looking for quick riches, and some are told that if they sleep with a virgin, they will be exercised of their HIV, for example, or they will get a lot of money. So we are also seeing a lot of cases of rape and sexual violence against women and girls.
Also, like you mentioned, most women fear reporting their abusers, especially if they're their husbands, that they will be locked up. What are the other options that they can take?
The reason why a lot of women will not report is because a lot of the perpetrators are the breadwinners. In some cases, if it's rape, a lot of that, again, is happening within the home, within the family. It's a person that they know. It's a relative. It's a person that they are close to. A lot of times, women will tell you that, if I report, where do I go to? Let me tell women that organizations like Musasa are operating shelters, safe homes, safe shelters for survivors of gender-based violence. So if you feel aggrieved, if you feel you've been violated, you have a right to report, and you can seek for shelter while you are following up your case.
That was the director of Msasa Project, Neti Msanu, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawe from Harare.
The Zimbabwe Migrant Association says it has reached out to the South African Home Affairs Office following reports that some Zimbabweans are being forced to pay fines for travelling with their Zimbabwean special permits application receipts. The travellers, who were following a reprieve issued by South African Home Affairs Minister Melusi Gigaba, allowing Zimbabweans who have applied to return home for the holiday season, say they were stopped by South African police and asked to pay nearly 500 rands in fines. Under the reprieve issued by Mr. Gigama, Zimbabweans who have successfully applied for their ZSP extension can enter and exit the country using their receipts. Applications close on December 31st. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Zimbabwe Migrants Association Communications Director Daniel Muzenda, who says they will continue monitoring any reports by Zimbabwean permit holders.
We got reports as early as 2 a.m. today that some people are being made to pay as much as 500 rands for fines of overstay. Yet the minister gave a reprieve that all the permits are expiring as at the 31st of December. And this is really a cause for concern for all Zimbabweans who are traveling. Even if you show the police the receipts, they are still being forced to pay the 500 rand.
Were you able to assist anyone who was in this compromising situation?
Yes, we have sent an email to the Minister of Home Affairs today raising the issues so that they can relay the message to the police that people have to travel freely without being harassed along the way.
And what's your advice to those who are traveling who find themselves in this issue? What should they do?
They have to phone us so that at least we communicate with the Minister of Home Affairs and with the police on the ground to tell them that those people were given a reprieve by the minister to travel for the holidays as long as they have got the proof of their receipts that they are still waiting for their permits to be issued.
That was Zimbabwe Migrants Association Communications Director Daniel Muzenda.
As a reminder to you all to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when Blessing and Gibbs will discuss with you and the experts about developments at the ongoing ZANU-PF Congress.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Well, Chris, it's that time of the day when we, you know, jump into our mailbag. The first email today.
Yes, Sandy, we have a long email and it's quite moving because it says here, actually it's from Joe Levison, who says, "Hello, I have a blood brother named Davison Joe who embarked on a journey from Cape to Cairo on foot in order to raise money which he promised to use for helping the needy. He started the journey in 1997 and the news about him was covered in the Masungo Stars paper, but I have forgotten the date for the paper. Currently, no news about him is covered. His whereabouts are not known by either of my relatives. Help me, please."
So those who can help Mr. Joe Levison, please do write to him or text him on 071-761-4227. The number once again, 071-671-4227. I suspect this is a South African number. And the next one, Chris?
The next one is from Wawachi, who is in Pretoria, again in South Africa. And he says, "What is going to happen in the troubled ruling party? No one knows. The new party of power-hungry guys is a desperate attempt of the Ncube guys who performed poorly in the last elections. I'm sorry to say the truth, there's no way this party is going because we will never ever vote for poor politicians like these guys. Forget it."
And then we also have another one from Adam Madobo in Kariba, Zimbabwe. "Thanks for giving us genuine news," he says, "without taking sides with the parties in the country."
And this one is nice and short and to the point, and it's from Pido Mudzengerere, who says, "How are you all, Studio 7 team?"
And another one says, "Hi, guys, thank you for the good work that you are doing. May Jah bless you all of you guys in the U.S. and all of you in Zimbabwe. Please say hi to all Zim Dancehall artists. Me say big up Fox, Jasper, Sozi, and Binguzas in Bikita. Yours, Gerald Binguza, Binman. Big up all Rastas, one love."
And the last one is from Jota Machope, also from South Africa, and he writes, "I want to send my lovely greetings to you all, Studio 7 Patriots. You are doing a great job to lighten up Zimbabwe. Let the truth come front and everyone will know the way to follow. I want to say hi to all people who know me." And that's Jota Machope.
Thank you so much and keep them rolling in. Chris, the time is not on our side. Now we recap today's top stories.
The long-awaited ZANU-PF Congress opens with a Politburo meeting in Harare today. But as President Robert Mugabe chaired the meeting, some unknown people were distributing anti-Mugabe flyers in the city.
And President Robert Mugabe takes a swipe at a beleaguered deputy Joyce Mujuru, accusing her of being caught too simplistic to lead the country and growing too big-headed.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 News in Ndebele. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Sandra Locris lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 2 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhla abantu bangathaba ukuthi saxoxa abantu ukuthi banibani obhumbu ukuthi banibani. Kodwa kusaza labo uzabona abazakhala. Anti kanti isimita ukuhlasela la. Anti wakuzwa ukofu laba uthi baliwa labo mdenda anti sebehlasela.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru leyinye inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ebalisa umnumzana Didmus Mudasa labanye abayanga emhlanganweni omkhulu wePolitburo ukulandelela umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandla leZANU-PF enkundleni yeHarare Civic Center lamuhla.
Ngenxa yokuthi ma babe ngabantu bekamjuru sibile beyenza leyo nto babeza kubotshwa lapha etown, babeza kuphoselwa ama-spike kutsho ukuthi laba bantu vele ngibakamnankagwa, they fly above the law. Imnankagwa faction isitageti umjuru labo bonke obokhawukonde.
Kulabantu ababonakale besabela abanye eHarare, amaphetshana alo mbiko okhuthaza ukususwa kukamongameli Mugabe esikhundleni abelotshwe ukuthi vote of no confidence Mugabe lamhla ngaphambilini kweCongress yeZANU-PF.
Owake waba ngumeli weZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe ngomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko esebandleni lezaphu uDr. Kojo Leod Dube kasekho.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru leyinye inkokheli yeZANU-PF ebalisa umnumzana Didmus Mudasa labanye abayanga emhlanganweni wePolitburo okwandulela umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandla leZANU-PF enkundleni yeHarare Civic Center lamuhla. Lanxa uMudasa ebika engezwa kuhle, akwaziwa ukuthi unkosikazi Mujuru ongayanga emhlanganweni wePolitburo obukhona lamhla lowenziwe ngeviki edluleyo wekeleleni ukuya khona. Kubikwa bekulabasekeli bebandla abebebuthene phandle kwenkundla lebesithi omjuru labanye abetheswa icala lokufuna ukubulala umongameli Robert Mugabe bengalokothi balugxobe ngoba bengaboniswa okwabonwa yingidi. Ungakaqalisa umhlangano womongameli Mugabe kuhlanganele inkokheli yebutho labalwa impi yenkululeko, akwaziwa ukuthi kukhulunyweni emhlanganweni lo. Kodwa okunye okubikwa kukhulunywe ukuthi idale lePolitburo selizancipha kusukela kulamalunga angamachumi ayisikhombisa lane 64 libe lamalunga angamachumi amabili lanhlano kuphela. Kusasa kukhangelelwe ukuthi lo mhlangano weCentral Committee ozahlaziya inguquko yesisekelo sombuso eza kupha uMugabe amandla okukhetha abasekeli bakhe. Ungakaqali umhlangano uMugabe usole unkosikazi Mujuru esithi kala sibindi sokubusa yikho ehluleke ukuza emhlanganweni walamuhla. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele wakwe waba yisikhulumeli sebandla. Umnumzana Rukare Kumbo waqala ngokumbuza ukuthi nxa engacebisa unkosikazi Mujuru ubengamtshela ukuthi ayena emhlanganweni lo kumbe hatshi.
Hayi, lokhu ngowakhe, nguye omelele adecide ukuthi ufuna ukuhamba or akafuna ukuhamba. Asisoze simu-influence ukuthi ahambe or ayekele ukuhamba. Ngokwakhe, yena ngowakhe njengomkhokheli. Uyazi okukhona umele okubele leyo. So ayisho indaba yokuthi singamtshela ukuthi ahambe ora ayekele ukuhamba.
Nxa sikhangele okwenzakalayo ebandleni leli, ungathini wena ikakhulu lokhu ukuxotshwa ukumiswa kwabantu ukuba ngamalunga lokunye okunjalo?
Hayi, akulunganga lokho. Abantu laba bavotelwa ngabantu, ngabakhokheli ababantu. So ukuthi ubakhiphe seyifaka abantu abangavotelwanga and ukuthi yibo ababuya kukhongresi esithi ikhongresini ikhongresi, hayi lokho akulunganga. Vele mina angiboni kukuhle.
Manje ngokubona kwenu okwenzakalayo lokhu, ibandla kalisoze ligcine libhidlika yini ngakhona kokwenzakala?
Ye, kuyinto ehluphayo, kodwa uyazi emhlanganeni irevolution yethu le iyazilungisela. Namhla abantu bangathaba ukuthi saxoxa abantu ukuthi bani bani ogumbu ukuthi bani bani, kodwa kusasa labo uzabona abazakhala. Anti kade sibeqali ukuhlaselana, anti wakuzwa umpofu laba uthi baliwa labo mdenda anti sebehlaselana. Singayo ndawo kakhulu. Kuyenzakala lokhuyana manxa abantu bengela corrected logical orientation yibo okwenzakalayo.
Ye, nxa sikhangela okwenzakalayo ebandleni sizwa besithi bona uhlelo lwezim asset luzakhangelisiswa kakhulu ukuthi lube yilo oluqhuba ezomnotho elizwe. Ubona ungani kuzahamba kahle yini abanye bexotshwa?
Wena uyakubona ukuyenzakala, ngubani okhona phana abakhona kuphana abangayenzi ukuthi izim asset isetshenjise kakhulu ilungisa izinto. Akula
lo mnumzana Rukari Kombo owake waba yisikhulumeli sebandla lezanu PF ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Kunjalo nje uMongameli Mugabe uthe ekhokhela umhlangano weZanu PF Politburo lamuhla bekulamadoda amahlanu abonakale esabela abantu amaphetshana eHarare. Alombiko okhuthaza ukususwa kwakhe esikhundleni abelotshwe ukuthi vote of no confidence Mugabe. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Ababone lokhu kusenzakala bafakaze ukuba banikezwe amaphetshana okukhankasela ukusuka kwaMgabe esikhundleni sobukhokheli la enikezwa uZulu weHarare ngamadoda amahlanu abekade behamba ngemota yeZanu PF ebilotshwe ukuba ngesigabeni seMashonaland East. Omunye walabo bafakazi umnumzana Gilbert Gagodora utshele iStudio 7 ukuba lokhu kwenzakale emini libalele amadoda amahlanu la ehamba ngemota yohlobo lweNissan Hardbody bebhoda benikeza la maphetshana edolobheni leHarare. Lesi sehlakalo simangalise abantu, iningi litshengisa ukuba kungaba yindlela esetshenziswa ngelinye lamacele elifuna ubukhokheli ukuphambanisa imibono lokuvoxa ingqondo yabantu. I-Studio 7 ayanelisanga ukukhulumisana labezanu PF esigabeni seMashonaland East ngodaba lwamaphetshana la loba umgcinisihlalo webandla umnumzana Simon Khaya Moyo. Omunye walabo onikeze umbono wakhe umnumzana Thabani Moyo oyisakhamuzi seTeen World obesenzikini yedolobho ngesikhathi lokho kusenzakala ehamba ngomgwaqo uJason Moyo, laye ugcizelela ukuthi kungaba kuliqhinga lelinye lamacele ezanu PF elibanga isikhundla.
Uyazi ukuthi mina angiboni ukuthi leli liqiniso. Laba ngabantu bakamnangagwa bimnangagwa faction bafuna ukuthi amacala abanikeza wona kumaMjuru abe maningi, bazabe sebesithi bona hantsho liyabona uMjuru uyafuna ukumsusa uMgabe esikhundleni sakhe. UMjuru uclear njalo uyasebenza labantu beMashonaland East.
Umoya uthi lesi sehlakalo yisibonelo sokuba kulakho ukuba lomsindo kulomhlangano wesithupha weCongress yeZanu PF oqale lamhla endaweni yeRobert Mugabe Square eyake yabethwa ngelokuthi yiFreedom Square ngabebandla leMDCT.
Ngenxa yokuthi mababe ngabantu bekamjuru sibili beyenza leyo nto, babeza kubotshwa lapha etown, babeza kuphoselwa ama-spike. Kutsho ukuthi laba bantu vele ngibakamnankagwa, they fly above the law. Imnankagwa faction isitagete umjuru labo bonke obokhawukonde bafuna ukubanikeza lawa onke amacala ukuthi ngabasamfuna uMgabe ngoma njalo baplana ukumthi asuke esikhundleni sakhe kuCongress.
Umnumzana Tishawo Namere ongomunye wabasekela ubukhokheli bukaMgabe uthi bayaziyenga labo ababela amaphetshana la ngoba kuyinto ezaphelela emaphutsheni abo njalo uzaphelela emoyeni okufiswa ngabafuna umgabe asuke esikhundleni sobukhokheli kungaba sebandleni loba kuhulumende. Uthi uMere uMongameli Mugabe nguye kuphela umkhokheli ozabusa kuze kube nini, akekho ngamtshela ukuba asuke esihlalweni ngoba bemthanda. Abanye asebekhona kulomhlangano weCongress bathi balethemba lokuthi uzaphuma lezinqumo ezizathuthukisa umnotho welizwe njengoba uphansi kwesihloko esithi Accelerated Implementation of Zim Asset. IZim Asset luhlelo lukahulumende lokuzama ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Kunjalo nje umkamongameli uNkosikazi Grace Mugabe ubonakale esethekelela indawo ezakwenzelwa umhlangano weCongress njengoba engakakhethwa ukungena umhlangano wePolitbureau. Abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilitshumi lambili bakhangelelwe ukungena umhlangano weCongress lo oqala ngolwesine. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Owake waba ngumeli weZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe ongomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko esebandleni lezaphu uDokotela Khojo Leo Dube kasekho. UDokotela Dube obesele minyaka engamachumi ayisikhombisa lesithoba mnemunye i-79 ubhubhe esebuthongweni emzini wakhe eKhumalo kobulawayo izolo ekuseni. Umoyi owaba ngomunye wababumba iqola lebandla le-PF Zaphu enkulumeni zeLancaster House eNgilandi wamela leli ibandla ngesikhathi sempi ekunhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations leMelika phakathi kweminyaka ka-1965 kusiya ku-1972. Wazomela njalo leli bandla emazweni abalisa iBhilithani, amazwe aweScandinavia kanye lawentshonalanga yeEurope kusukela ngesikhathi ilizwe lithola uzibuse. Waphatha izikhundla ezehlukeneyo ebandleni lezaphu okugoqela esokubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko njengoba wake waba ngumhleli njalo wamaphephandaba wonke awePF Zaphu kwele Zambia.
Waba njalo kuqala kunkulumo zomanyano phakathi kwebandla lakhe leZanu PF ngo-1988 la kuhulumende lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende okubalisa ukuba ngumsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webhodi yomsakazi weZBC. Phakathi kuka-1990 lo-1996 waba ngumeli weZimbabwe emazweni abalisa iFrance, Spain, Portugal, Vatican kanye la kunhlanganiso ye-UNESCO. Kuthe phakathi kuka-2000 lo-2006 waba ngumeli welizwe kwele Nigeria okweminyaka emibili, wazomela njalo ilizwe kwele Zambia okweminye njalo eminyaka emibili. Umuyi uchiye umkakhe unkosikazi Agatha Dube abantwana abathathu kanye labazukulu abathathu. Abantu babuthene esililweni emzini wakhe kunumber 35 George Avenue eKhumalo. Amalungiselelo omngcwabo wakhe azakwaziswa ngokuya kwesikhathi.
Landela umkhosi wokunanza ilanga le-World AIDS Day oyedlule izolo kanye lowe-16 Days of Activism Against Women Against Gender-Based Violence osaqhubeka. Iningi liyavumelana ukuthi ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana labantwana yikho okubangela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane wengculaza ngoba bengelamandla okuzivikela. Ekhuluma kweminye yalimkhosi, umeya wedolobho leGwanda umnumzana Knowledge Ndlovu ubikwa exwayise abesilisa ukuthi bengadlwenguli abesifazana labantwana njalo esithi iMatabeleland South ngesinye sezigaba zelizwe esilamanani aphezulu awukudlwengulwa kwabantwana, ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana kanye lokuzithwala kwamantombazana amancinyane. Ukuze sizwe okwenzakala eMatabeleland North ngalolu daba, sixoxe lo councillor iSol Sibanda kaward 19 eDaluka eLupane.
Lo mkhushane wona lo umemetheka kwawo kuyahambelana kuyathintana lokuziphatha kwabantu abesilisa kunye nabesifazane. Njenge-council ngapha emkhonweni wakithi silakho ukuthi
kubutane kutshengiswana kufundiswana kuxoxiswana ngokuthi kuyini okungenziwa ukuze sinqobe isifo lesi esingabe sikhona nokuthi omama abesilisa labo baxoxisane baboniswe ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza kumele baphathe njani izimuli zabo kuye kube khona futhi ukudlengulwa kwabantwana lapha-ke sila be-child protection committees bakhangele izindawo zonke o-villages i-village nge-village i-child protection committee ukukhangela ukuthi abantwana baphathe kanjani kumbe bayahlukuluzeka bebaphethwe njani ngabazali kumbe baphethwe njani ezikolweni kumbe baziphatha njani belabanye ontanga kuthi nxa kubonakala kungabe kuyabonakala ukukhola ukuhlukuluza kwabantwana okudlengulwa kwabantwana yena leyi committee yiyo ekukhangeleyo konke ikuthathe izikuse kulezo zinkathi okufanele ukuthi kufike khona laba bephuli bomthetho bahlangane lokuqondileyo ukuba kuqondayo bona ngokwabo kuyenzakala-ke kuwo wonke ama-villages kuthi-ke ekupheleni kwenyanga sibe lama-report kuma-ward committee meetings sibe lama-reports avela kuzindawo ngezindawo sizwe ukuthi kuhamba kuthini.
U-activism against gender-based violence kukhona okunye like la kuqoqa khona ngapho elupane?
Ye, kuyaxoxwa ezindaweni ezithize. Kuxoxwe ngakho khona lokho kuthakazelelwa kukhangelwa ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi esinje kuyini okukhona, kuyini abantu abangakufundiswa, abanye befundisa ngokuhlabelela langani lezinye izinto ezithize ade bezenza phakathi kwesigaba naphakathi kwamaqembu nxa bebutheni bekukhona izigaba ezithiyeneyo.
Lo ngukhansila Isao Sibanda kaward 19 edaluka elupane ubekhuluma ecingweni le-studio 7 ekhonale elupane.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, lakushortwave 4930 12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Intatheli zindaba umnumzana itayiza mara labanye bakhe ababalisa uJerry Mungweni Tafadzwa Charumbira lababili esingatholanga izibongo zabo uBothwell Alan abalohlelo lokutshengisela nsuku zonke eHarare babikwa bethunjiwe lamhlanje ngabantu abangaziwayo batshaywa kabuhlungu bazokhululwa. Abane laba basiwa esibhedlela se-Avenues Clinic lapho ababikwa beselatshwa amanxeba emzimbeni lenyaweni zabo okokuthi kabe nelisi ukuhamba. Babikwa behanjiswe emahofisini ezanu-PF eHarare lapho abatshaywe khona. Omunye wabo ubikwa edabuke ekhanda ngemva kokutshaywa ngensimbi. Babikwa betshayiwe phandle kwenkamba yeHarare Central lapho abathethwe ngabanye babo babasa esibhedlela. UTamara labanye bakhe sebe lamaviki amathathu betshengisela besithi uMgabe kumele asuke esikhundleni kwenziwa ukhetho ngoba esehlulekile ukubusa. Siqoxe lomunye wabatshengiselayo umnumzana Charles Nyoni ochasisa ngokwenzakele lapho abanye bakhe bethunjwa.
Namhla emini zikuma-3:47 ukuba exact u-Itayi kanye labanye bakhe bengo-8 kade bephakathi kwedolobha bekunkwane Nkrumah eHarare betshaya impembe njengento abajayele ukuyenza nsuku zonke ekuthengisela uMgabe ukuthi sebediwe ngombuso wakhe kabasafuni ukuthi abelokhu esehofisini kasuke ahambe kubuye abanye abantu abangathatha ilizwe leli liye phambili ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana bezimbabwe baye baphumule. Kwasekubuya nje izimota ezintathu, enye yakhona kade kuyi-Toyota Corolla emhlophe, zafika ziphatha nje roughly emgwaqweni. Kwaphuma amadoda angani aqinile sibili, kodwa-ke ngabafana abangama-youth baqalisa ukubagijimisa bebabamba bebangenisa ezimoteni. U-Itai basho sebembambila bengenisa emoteni bamshiya nje eyedwa kancane sebamba omunye umfana okuthiwa ngu-Alan. U-Itai wasephuma emoteni egijima ebeka. Omunye wamajaha la engibonileyo ngokuba omunye wesibangano wasesuka emgijimisa wamgwenxa ukuthi awe phansi and then wasembamba wamngenisa emoteni.
Ya ungasitshela ukuthi kathi kungani wena ungasiwo walaba abanye abathunjiweyo?
Mina angithunjwanga ngoba namuhla kube kumele ngibe lo mhlangano labakhokheli abamayiti awekusile don kekasimba makhona emini. So ngibe njengo-secretary general bekuthiwa ngihambe ngiyokuba lo mhlangano lo sikhulumelane ukuthi singasebenza sonke ndawonye kanjani. Ngase mphonga usuka nje njengomuntu ade egcine izinto abazisebenzisayo intende lamafulegi ukuthi ngiye bathiyela ngiye-athenda umhlangano wami. So lokhu konke kuyenzakale nje mina ngisebhizani lakho kodwa kabakwanisanga ukuba kwazi ukuthi lami ngisebenza labo njani. So yikho ngingabanjwanga.
Lo ngumnumzana Charles Nyoni obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kunjalo nje obe ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko esekela ibandla lezanu PF umnumzana Jabulani Sibanda yena obotshwe ngempela viki edluleyo esetheswa icala lokuhlambaza umongameli Robert Mugabe ukhululwe ngumthethwandaba lamhlanje ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula imali yesibambiso i-bail. Udaba lukaSpanda soluzahluzwa ngomthethwandaba we-Constitutional Court. Lanxa uMgabe ekhanya esenelise ukudlithiza labo athi izitha zakhe kuzanu PF, ingcwadi zithi isitha sakhe esikhulu esikhanya simehlula ngumnotho welizwe oqhubeka ubhidlika njalo uZulu elahlekelwa yimisebenzi. UMgabe lebandla lakhe bathembise ukulungisisa umnotho lokusungula imisebenzi edlula isigidi ngaphambilini kokhetho lwanyakenye kodwa akukenzekali lokhu. Okwenzakalayo ikuthi amankampani aqhubeka evalwa lenani labantu abangasebenziyo liqonga. Kulokulungisisa konke lokhu, ingcwadi zithi iziphathamandla zezanu PF zisukeza khangelana lokudlephana zilwela isikhundla sikaMgabe. Kodwa ngomhlangano waleli bandla oqale lamhlanje wona okhangelelwe ukuqeda ukudoniselana lokhu, sibuze ingcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Masimba kutshera ukuthi ubona leli bandla likhangelana lokulungisisa umnotho na ingadlula iCongress yezanu PF.
Uzathatha isikhathi esiningi kakhulu ukuthi abantu babuyele emsebenzini baqalise ukuthi basebenze umnotho welizwe. Singakhangelisisa sabona ukuthi okwenyanga ezintathu ezine ezedluleyo abantu bebethethisana emaphepheni bebetshelana into ezimbi senza into ezingakhangelelwanga ezokuthi bengasebenza bonke. So kuzathatha isikhathi sibile ukuthi ithemba leliyana esasilalo njengabantu abakuphathi inye libuyele njalo uhulumende ukuthi abantu bakwanise ukuthi basebenze bonke ndawonye. Ubona njengani umongameli welizwe uzayenza futhi ukuthi abe ne-cabinet reshuffle, uzakhiphe abanye abangathembekiyo efaka abanye esingathi yena uyabathemba. Kodwa yikho esiwubonayo okungenzekana nxa i-Congress isiphelile. Kodwa uzathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu ukuthi i-economy iqalise ukuthi itshengise ingqobela phambili.
Lanxa engaze exotshe amanye amalunga edale lakhe le-cabinet angathembekanga okhuluma ngawo, ubona kusiza yini lokhu ngoba udaba olukhona ngolokuthi ilizwe kalilamali?
Uthi ube nemali nxa ungelayo kumele ube ngumuntu othembekileyo, umuntu ohlalisekileyo, umuntu othengisa ukuthi nxa engazuzi imali yangikhona uzayisebenzisa ngendlela oyicele ukuthi uyisebenzise. Khathesi sibona ukuthethisana ukhona, sibona ukuxabana ukhona, sibona ubudlongodlongo obukhona awuthengisi ukuthi abantu bayahlalisekile, awuthengisi ukuthi abantu bengakwanisa ukuthi basebenzise imali ngendlela okumele zisebenze ngazo. Sibona ibhajethi eliphume kathesi uhulumende okhangele usebenzise i-82% ubhadale isebenzi kuphela. So uthi uhulumende lo azuze imali kumele alungise imithetho yakhe e-indigenization ukuthi abantu abalezi mali zabo bakwanise ukuthi babuye lezi mali zabo bethabile.
Umnumzana Masimba Kutshera yingcwethi kwezenotho sixoxe laye eseHarare.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lenhlalakahle yabantu lamuhla sihlaziya inhlupho ezibhekane labantu asebeluphele elizweni. Izolo iningi labantu abalupheleyo bebethola uncedo enkosini eyayilesiphala senkosi. Ukuze sihlolisise udaba lolu, Kips to Studio 7 uxoxele unkosikazi Consilia Mlalazi, ukansila welokitshi leMagwegwe lomnumzana Stanford Nyoni, isakhamuzi selokitshi lePhumula South.
Kulohlupho lapha abantu abadala bakhanye ngani impilo yakhona ayibi inhle ngoba they are not even recognized ukuthi njengamanye amazwe ukuthi ngabe bayathola njengokuncinyane kokuthi inyanga nxayiphelile kumbazuzu ukuthi athenge impuphu. But akukho kulokunye okuluhlelwanyana nje okukahulumende of few people bayazuza okungama-$50 e-welfare but abalutshwana iningi lakhona kabazuzi lutho.
Babanyoni, singathi ubona njani ngabantu asebekhulile khonapho lapho khona?
Abaningi bangikhona asebe-relaya ngokuzithengisela amatomatisi ukuziphathisa ngenjalo. Kathi-ke njalo abanye bakhangelela abantu abakhulileyo ukuthi bancediswe ngabantwana mhlawu ngaba bengaphandle kwamazwi kakhulu ngoba yikho okutholakala khona imisebenzi. Ngathi laphelizeni lakithi imisebenzi sesephansi sibile kakhulu njalo amafema avalwe kakhulu. So ngaleyo ndlela laba abakhona abantwana ufica wonke ukuthi segcwele idorobho lonke ezama ukuziphilisa ngokuthengisa.
Pho-ke manje nxa bekusimo esinjalo Nkosikazi Mlalazi kuphile kanjani?
Akuphileki baba, yikho nje kade ngikubeka ukuthi kunobunzima lapha ukuthi ubaba Nyamuzwa ubaba Unyoni lapho nxa esithi abanye baphila ngokuthengisa, laba abaphila ngokuthengisa yilaba abasesengani baseselamandla okuthi umuntu avuka gidile aye market. But kuba khona abanye vele abangasela mandla abangasenalisi ukuthi bayefika ezindaweni. Okokuthi lo bengaze evelelwe ngumonakalo sithi kumbuseshonelwe ngumntwana kuba luhlupho olunye olumangalisayo.
Besibona nje izolo kade kule ndawo ezinjengentembeni lapho abakhulileyo abakade besiya khona. So kumenjani kade sibabanyoni?
Ngombono wami mbonani lapho bangagcwala entembeni khona ngale kodwa ngumumo welizwe lethu lapha ukuthi imisebenzi iphansi nemali asilayo ebiza thina lapha elizweni nemali laleli dole esilisebenzela lapha vela kalibambeki lise liphephuke. Ngaleyo ndlela bangaze baye khona ngale mbonani kuba lo mumo ukuthi kuba le-limited number. Ngaleyo ndlela iningi labantu sibilili lokukhathazeka njalo lokulamba ezindlini lapha.
Ye ngibuye kuweke Nkosikazi Mlalazi, pho-ke kumele kwenziweni ukwenze ukuthi kunakekelwe phela abantu laba asebekhulile? Siyakwazi ukuthi basebenzele ilizwe kakhulu, kuthiweni pho khonapho?
Ye thina njengama-councillors siyabe sizama ukuthi ngaba badala bona laba over ama-65 years and above ngabe bayazuza kuhulumende okuncinyane but akuzuzakali. Kuyehlula mntanami, angazi ukuthi ngingakubeka ngithi kuyini okubambayo. Njengokukhangela sikhangela kwamanye amazwe ama-neighbors ethu abadala they are recognized bayazuza something okokuthi loba kuyabe kukulutshwana at least half a loaf is better than nothing.
Yes, yamuzwa lapho Nkosikazi Mlalazi Babanyoni. Nxa usukhangeleke akulasiko yini elingavuselelwa ukuze thi phela kukhangelwe khonokho ukuthi abantu abasebekhulile bagcinwa njani?
Okunye okuyabe kusenzakala kakhulu engikubona kungenzakala khonoko kutsho ngumama ngihambelana lakho sibili ukuthi ngabanikwa khonoko okuncane nanxa kungasomali kube nje lama-rations okudla ukuthi lina sibile selikhulile eli-above 65 zuzani ukudla ngenyanga lapho kuze lincedakale. Kathi-ke nxa kusemaphandleni kuyabe kube lalokwakuthiwa yisiphala senkosi okuya kumele ukuthi banikwe umhlabathi kube sekukhutshwa uhulumende akhupha ama-tractor abalinyelwe kube sekuzivaka kuleso sikhathi na kungasebenza kuhle ngendlela eyabe iqondile kungaphathisana kulokho.
Ye nkosikazi Blalazi, kungeke kwaba lesiphala sikakhansila yini esingagcina sinceda khonapho?
Angazi baba, ngokukhulumisana ukuthi nxa kungadini indawo, but into eyesuka ibe nzima ekhansilini ukuthi nase kuzuzakele indawo la leyo abantu abadala kayisibona bokuthi sengakwanisa ukuthi athone emile engadini elima kumbe senzani, yikho lapho kuyaba kuba lobunzima khona. Angaphandle kwalaba abanabantwana labazukulu, njengoba umhlaba sowasihleka kangaka ukuthi abazukulu babe yibo abayabamba laphana, abaselamandla abadala, ngoba sike saba lengqoqo yona leyo abadala bakhanya besithi thina sigugile lamaqolo kasavume, amandla okulima vele kasiselawo.
Bangeke balimelwa ngunyoni yini? Bangeke balimelwa ngudube labanye abaqinile phela?
Nxa kungeza kungaba le ndawo ebanzi eyabe ikhethwe mbili, ipulaza eyabe linikiwe, kube sekuba nezisebenzi ezisebenza ukudla kwangkhona zingaphansi kogatsha oluthile mbeluba local government belwama-councillors, kulinye kwabo laba abantu aba-ekdle ukusebenza besebenzi.
Sibonge unkosikazi Consilia Mlalazi lomnumzana Stanford Nyoni olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga
lontungameli Nkomo lilale.